We have two different mesichtas. One is Kiddushin and one is Ksubis. They correspond to the two parts of marriage. You have Erisin and you have Nisuin. There are many differences between Arusa and Nisua. The Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin has a sofek regarding Kiddushet Bia, whether it accomplishes Erisin or maybe it slides into home base, makes Nisuin right away. So the Gemara says, you have differences on the level of the Raisa, differences on the level of the Rabbanan. I remember when I was in high school, Rabbi Mendel Zaks used to be the Bochein, so he always used to ask questions that the students would never know the answers to. He just wanted to see if they're thinking straight. So I remember at the end of the year, he asked me a question. We must have learned Baba Kama, so I don't remember what he learned. So he asked, what's the din if an Ira Hamarasa is Mazana? Is there a Chiyuv Koreis? I said, of course there's a Chiyuv Koreis. He said, oh, you don't know the Tosef HaRosh and Yivamis and Daf Lamed Daled. As the Rosh quotes the Maan Rutmerg, that there's no Koreis, but it's against the Gemara and Yivamis. The Gemara B'Ferish, not the Ferish and Mishnah. He used to ask things that for sure we wouldn't know, but he wanted to see what's our instinctive reaction going to be. So there are differences between Halacha Lamaisa. The Einish Misa is different. Hafaris Nehu, the Yosha, the Tamela, Haf in the Dura. Rashi and Kiddushin and Daf Yud comments on the Gemara. The Gemara there says, "Ben Atoira Arusa Zachelis Betruma." It's only Midirabana that we don't permit the Arusa to Truma. So Rashi says. So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk, "Koin Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspa V'Hainami Kinyan Kaspa." Arusa is also Kinyan Kaspa. So Rashi says, if the girl would be on a Suah Lekoin, that we know from a different pasuk that you don't need Kinyan Kaspa. That's based on the pasuk called Tor Beveischa Yochal Kodesh and Beis Zuishtoi. So Rashi says Beis Zuishtoi is only in a Suah. But how do you know even Arusa, Israelis Arusa is Kohen also Achelus B'Truma? So that's based on Kenyan custom. Where did Rashi get this idea from that an Arusa is not called Beiso? So the Pashta says it's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says Beferish that the Kengodol on Yom Kippur. The first Mishnah says the Kengodol has to be married because it says V'chipa Bado Bad Beiso Beiso Zavishtoi, and the Bavli says Beferish on Daf Yud Gimel. The Kozman that he didn't do the Nisuin, it's not yet Beiso. That's a Beferish Gemara. The Tesis and Adaf, that's on Yud Gimel Amunav. Tesis and Adaf, Yud Gimel Amun Beis, quotes a Rishalmi, that seems like it contradicts the Bavli, so that's Shaila. Does the Rishalmi really disagree with the Bavli or not? That the Kengodol is, maybe it's sufficient if you have Erisin on Yom Kippur, maybe it doesn't have to have Nisuin. But the Bavli says, that the Kengodol has to have Nisun with his wife, otherwise it's not called Beis. It's interesting, in this, there's a commentary on the Sefer Zuta that was written by a businessman, the good friend of Rabbi Menachem Zemba. Menachem Zemba was also a businessman. He had a hardware shop. He ran his father-in-law's hardware shop. So they had a whole chevra of businessmen who knew Bavli, Yerushalmi, and all the Tosefta's and all the Yerushalmi, and they knew everything. So he has a commentary on the Sefer Zuta, this friend of Rabbi Menachem Zemba. So he has a whole suggestion. He says Rabbi Menachem Zemba wrote this, and he thinks he's right, that even though Arusa, Ochelis B'Truma Men HaTorah, but when he gets eating Chaz V'Shoik of Shlomim, he thinks that then he has a Yerushalmi, he thinks it says in Yerushalmi, you have to be in a Suah. Why? Because you have the two Psukim. So that covers both Achilas Truma and Yochel Kodesh. Covers also Chazav Shekel Shlomim. Hashayna Kain Koin Kik Nefesh Kain Kaspa Behemes Koin. You're not allowed to feed Chazav Shekel to the Behemes Koin. So maybe the Arusa is not allowed to eat Chazav Shekel Ben Atar. That's what he wants to say. Maybe the pasuk of Kain Kaspa only applies to Truma and doesn't apply to Chaz V'Shoik. He has a problem. How do you know that Abdi Koin? The Mishnah says, "Morim mehem ki yotze behem ala shom menach lekerim l'shem ulev neim le'abdeim." So how do you know that an Ebed Shal Koin is allowed to eat Chaz V'Shoik? What's the pasuk? So the pasuk probably is Kinyan Kaspo. So then it goes on Arus also. So he works on this topic. He raises such a possibility. I thought that the Pashtus is that this indicates that just like the Gemara says in Bava Kama on Daf Samach Tes, that when you own property, so ownership is shaloi, but in order to be considered a full owner, you have to have shaloi b'shusa. The Gemara quotes there Machlokes Satanoim from Maseches Maaseh Sheni, and Machlokes Amoraim, Rabbi Yechem Mishlokes, Shehad Paskin, if someone stole my property, so it shall leave Eina Bishusi, do I have the ability to be Magdish, to be Mafkir, to be Makne, Lacherim? So that's a machlokes Tanaim, Amram, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that Shalot Eina Bishusi is an incomplete vilus, and you can't be Mafkir, you can't be Magdish, and so on. So along those lines, not exactly the same. Husband doesn't own his wife, but the first Mishnah in Kedushin says Elisha Niknes. It does mean she's not Kenya Kasman in the sense that he owns her. That's a machlekes achroinim, machlekes the Pnei Yeshua with the Avnei Miluim, whether the husband has a Kenya Nisar on his wife or just the Ishus. But the Maisa Kedushin certainly is a Maisa Kenya. The Chalois is not, we assume the Chalois is a Chalois Ishus, not even a Kenyanis. The Marcheshis has in one place in his Chuvis, he has a Heore. He thinks that this machlok is between the Pnei Yeshua and the Ktzais HaChoshen and the Avnei Miluim, whether the husband has a Kenyanis and his wife. He thinks there's two opinions in the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Yevamos. He thinks it's machlok the Samarai. So, a little bit Derech Mashal is not identical at all. Just like in Mammonis, an ownership is a concept of Shaloi and a concept of Bishusai. To be a full owner, you have to have Shaloi and Bishusai. So remember Rabbi Alpitz Zuchan Lacha gave this Mashal. So maybe by Ishus also, an Arusa is an Eshus Ish, Shaloi b'Beis Abal, and an Isur is an Eshus Ish b'Beis Abal, means the Ishus is more complete. If it's Bishus Abal, then it's more complete. So that's why the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel, Rashi in Kiddushin, Daf Yud said, that Beisa Zerishtoi is only by Nesua, because the Arusa, the definition of an Arusa is an Eishes Ish Shelo B'Beis Abal. And the Nesua is an Eishes Ish B'Beis Abal. So how do you accomplish Nisuan? So the Pashtus is that Elisha Niknes, you have to make a Maisa Kinyan, to make Erison. Kesef Shtar Bia, it's a Maisa Kinyan. Hashenikein Nisuan, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Nisuan is just a Maisa Pachnosa L'Ushusai. So that's where the different opinions in the Rishon of what constitutes Nisuan. How exactly do you accomplish Achnosa L'Rishusa? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that standing under the canopy constitutes Nisuan. Why should that be Nisuan? What is it all about? So on the bottom of the page, and the big evidence, they have the commentary of the Ezer Mikodesh. So he insists that the pshat is that the canopy is constructed in such a way that it constitutes a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach is a separate room, a cheder b'fnei atzmai. It's like hechnisa lebeisa, hechnisa lerishusa. That's really a gemara in Ksubis. Where is it? I think a memches on the base. That if the couple had erisin but they didn't yet have nisuin, and then if they entered into his rishus or they entered into her rishus, so then if they were together, they with that beer just entered into the rishus. So that's called hachnasa l'rishusa. The Gemara draws a distinction. If they entered into beiso l'shem, there has to be l'shem nisuin. If it's stoma, just they stopped off to have a soda or something, then you don't assume that it's l'shem nisuin. If they entered into his rishus, even if it wasn't explicitly l'shem nisuin, that constitutes hachnasa l'rishusa, and that would constitute nisuin. So the Pashup Shat and Nigmar is they have to enter into a room together, and that's called Hachnasa L'Rishusai, but it doesn't necessarily have to belong to him. They say that some Gedolim, they say Reb Shul, like Diskin, and others had a Chumra, that the Cheder HaYichon has to belong to the Chasan, in order that it should be considered Hachnasa L'Rishusai. So the Pashta says that it's against the Gemara. Some of there's a way to stand on your head and give a Teretz, but the Pashta says that it seems to be against the Gemara. It's called Hachnasa L'Rishus, even if it doesn't belong to him.
And the Gross says that
the Gross says that when they go home, that's the Nisuin, right.
But he said that the way it works in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses is that the Sibur is magnet to the Chasam, that it's built out Das to be magnet to the Chasam.
Mistama, because there are a lot of people there. If there's no one else there and they enter into her apartment, L'shem Nisuin, so you don't have to have that she should be makna the apartment to him. They went into a room together, so that's Hachnasa L'Rishusai, but the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, all the guests are there too. So if you're makna to the chassan, like an Esrog HaShutum, Esrog HaKol, so they have in mind, whoever it takes it, it should belong to him. Talas HaKol, whoever needs a talas should belong to him, so the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses should belong to him. So even if you have other people there, it's also called Hachnasa L'Rishusai. But the Pashup Shadding Gemara, you don't really need that. It should be if they're alone in a room, so that itself is Achnasa L'Rishusa. So let's say if they stand under the canopy, so if the Masada Kedushin is also under the canopy, and the parents are also under the canopy, so then it's not Achnasa L'Rishusa. But if only the Chasan Kala, that's what the Ezim Mikodesh writes. He thinks that the Tachas Achupe is a Nisuin because it's Achnasa L'Rishusa, because you have a Tzuris HaPesach. That's why he was Ma'orer, that years ago, the chuppas didn't conform to the rules and regulations of Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara says in the first paragraph in Eretz that in order to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach, you have to have kana mikam, kana mikam, kana al gabeyem, and minatzad is no good. So years ago, a normal chuppa was you had four people holding four poles, each one holding a pole. And then there was a rectangular piece of cloth on top that had a Magen David on the bottom, whatever, had a design. And then it had four metal rings in the four corners. And then the pole went into the tiny metal ring. So there was nothing going from the top of one pole to the other metal pole, to the other pole. There was nothing going on top. The edge of the cloth on top was a half an inch meruchuk. It was further in. So it's not really al-gabeim. It's really a tzuras ha-pesach men atzad. So that's what the Ezim HaKodesh said. That's not acceptable. You have to have that. It should be al-gabeim. And many years ago, the museum used to be in this building. So they're for a year or two, they had a display on chuppas. So they showed us the cloth from a chuppah that had slits in the four corners, diagonal slits. So the tour guide asked the whole group from the kollel, why do you think it has a slit in the corner? So no one knew how to guess at all. So the woman explained, Tzuras HaPesach has to be al-gabeim, and outside is no good because of the Ezim HaKodesh. So that's his opinion. That the Ezim HaKodesh learns that the Pshat and the Ramah, that standing under the canopy of love, constitutes the Nisuin, because that's called Hachnasa L'Rishusai, like Nichnasa to Rishus. Yeah. The Rishus doesn't belong to him, so Mustami, yeah, it's only Hachnasa L'Rishusai if they're the only two people there. Mean you say we're walking into this room l'shem nisuin, even if there are other people there? Could be, okay. But the idea behind it is that it's an act of hachnasa l'rishus. That's what the Ezim HaKodesh was led to believe, that you need a tzuras ha-pesach, that constitutes hachnasa l'rishus. Others don't understand that at all. Others understand that the way to do hachnasa l'rishus is, as the pasuk says in Rus, uferasta kanafecha ala masecha. And the Gemara Kiddushin has, if you have an Amah Hevriya, so the Gemara says, Liyam Nachri Lim Shal Mochar Bevigdei Bo, so the Gemara understands, Bevigdei Milosh and Beget, Kimish Apiris Talisa Aleho, as a Loshan over there, for us to Kanafech Alam Asecho. So they understood that the way to do Achnos and Rishusoi is to put a talis over the Chos and Kala, over both heads together, or the Chos and puts a Beget on top of the Kala, the Badekin. The Mordechai is quoted, the Dol Mervov in the end of Yeridei, Hilchos Avelos, quotes that Mordechai in the first parak in Ksubis, that the Badekin is the Nisun. You know, we do the Badekin before we do the Kiddushin, so the Mishlam Melech has a Chiddush, he has a Tshuvas Rashi quoted by the Mordechai, that is legitimate. You can do Nisun before Erisin. Pashtus says you do Nisun before Erisin, nothing is chal, she doesn't become a Nisua. Nothing happens, but normally when you do erisin, so you go in two steps. You give a ring to the girl, so she was a pnuya, now she becomes an arusa. Then you do hachnasa l'rishus, then she becomes from an arusa, she converts to become an isua. So you do in two steps. If you perform the nisuin prior to the erisin, so the pashtus is, if you hold badekin constitutes an isuin, so nothing is chal yet, she's still a pnuya. But then if and when he'll do the erisin later, she'll jump two steps in one. Instead of going from a pnuya to an arusa, she'll jump from a pnuya to become an isur. So the Mishlam Melech has such a tshuvas Rashi in the Mordechai that if you did nisuin prior to the erisin, that would be meaningful. That would help. So that's our meaning, that we do badekin prior to the erisin, and the badekin, according to the Mordechai, constitutes the nisuin. Why is that so? So that's based on the pasuk Farasta Knafecho Alam Asecho. It's not that they're putting a talus over both the Chos and Kala. He's putting a beged over her, and that's a form of Achnosa L'Rishusa. So there are some who insist that when you have the chuppah, doesn't have to be a Tzuris HaPesach, but it has to be a piece of cloth on top. A lot of times you go to a chuppah, So they have a wooden ceiling, or you have a plastic ceiling or something on top. You don't have any piece of cloth at all. So you can't consider that for us the kanafecho ala masecho. The Pashtus, if one should assume like that, that the idea behind the nisuin of the chup is because it's cloth and it's a bechina for us the kanafecho ala masecho. So the Pashtus says that years ago, they didn't pinpoint months in advance what the date of the chup is going to be. They didn't have people flying in from Australia and from Eretz Yisrael to come to a hasana. The people who lived in the neighborhood would come, so they wait till they would know approximately when they're going to get married. Then the girl would go to mikveh whenever she was able to, and then they would announce the chup is going to be another 2 days. So at that time they used to do either put the talis or put a beged on top of the chasen kala, or the chasen would put something on top of the kala. But if the girl is a nido, so you can't put, the girl couldn't go to mikveh. So you can't put a beged on top of both of them. They should stand under a beged together. Or he should put the beged on top of her is also not proper if she didn't go to mikveh. So Mizdam in the later years, when they started hiring an orchestra half a year in advance and renting a hall and everything and inviting people to come, so you can't just decide the last minute the chuppah will take place in next week, or next Thursday. You have to pinpoint exactly when it's going to be. So they had to discontinue that form of nisuin of putting the beged on top of the kala. They have the beged all the way up on top. There seems to be two different understandings of what it means that the chuppah constitutes a nisuin, but everything boils down to the same thing, that the nisuin means an act of hachnosa l'rishusan. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He has this in the hesped that he delivered when his uncle Rav Elbele passed away. So he said one of the themes that he developed was that the pasuk says Torah tzivah lanu Moshe, my Rasha kihilas yankev, and the Gemara has a Rasha u'rasa, that all the Jewish people are married to the Torah. So the Gemara says it in the Sanhedrin that it's not permissible for a non-Jew to learn the Torah. It's like a boil arusas, like a boil eshesish, because the Torah is married to the Jewish people, and it's like an arusa. Soloveitchik developed an idea that all the Jewish people have erisin with the Torah, but big Talmid HaChachamim have nisuin, and nisuin is more than erisin. So he gave differences l'alocha. So one of the differences that he mentioned was that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin by the Kroivim Psudim La'edis. So we say Baal Ki Ishta in Isha Kebailo, so I'm Pasul La'edis to my wife's cousin also based on Baal Ki Ishta and so on, to my brother-in-law. Whoever is posulatus to my wife is posulatus to me because of Baal Ki Ishta, it's a din of Baal Dova. So the Gemara said that's only after Nisuin. During Erisin, you don't say Baal Ki Ishta, Nisha Kedbaila. So the Pashta says that it boils down to the same thing. It's all the idea that when you have the full issues, the Shanesh, the Shish, the Vesa Baal, so then you can say Ishta Kegufa and Baal Ki Ishta and so on. During Erisin, they're related, they're craven, but it's not Baal Dova, they're Raivet Shita. That you only say Pagin and Nibura by Baldovar, by a couple who's married, so that would only be if they're married with Nisun. If they're only married with Erisin, you don't yet say Baal Ki Ishta, you don't say Ishta Kegufa, you wouldn't say that it's a Baldovar. It'd be like a Korev. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that Nisun probably is not a Maisa Kinyan, it's just Achnosa Lushusa. Erisin is a Maisa Kinyan, that's the opening Misha. We Isha Niknes, you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. The kesef is mal kesef shekane bialma kane kan, the shtar is kane bialma kane kan. It's a maisa kinyan. Even bia is not kane bialma, but it's also a maisa kinyan. Not a maisa yishus, it's a maisa kinyan. Yishus nikmus. So that's a maisa kinyan that you need das for. And nisuin, there's room to argue the point and say that you don't really need das. You might say you can't do nisuin bal karcha, but you don't need das. It's just that it shouldn't be bal karcha. So there's a aguas maimony about this, about a father married off his daughter. He made erisin, and then the father died, so he's no longer alive to do the hachnosa l'rishus ha-habal, to do the nisuin. So, and the girl wants very much to have nisuin with her husband. Let's say the girl is sick and she's going to die, and she wants the husband to get the irusha, as opposed to her brothers. She doesn't want the brothers to get the irusha. So can she do nisuin? She's the chaktana, so she's not a bazdas. It's not bal karcha, but it's not midaita. The father's not here, so he's out of the picture. The daughter is a ketana, so she doesn't have das. So can she accomplish nisun? So the Gaon Maimon quotes some Rishonim said that you can do nisun. Nisun doesn't really need das. Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's not really a Maisa Kinyan. that it should require das. Just an act of hachnasa l'rishusay. It's mashlim the issues of the erisin. So as such, he thought perhaps that there's no need for das. That would explain that that hagwas maimeri. Rav Soloveitchik in his Hesped for Avelvela quoted the Tosfos in Kiddushin on the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion when a man has been kaddish an isha b'biya, should he say tchilas biya es kaina, asof biya es kaina? Usually the Gemara says in Yevamos that even tchilas biya hara is considered biya to be chayiv misa, to be chayiv malchus, to pasal an isha, nivul ol pasalot, to pasal an isha, to get to all the dinim, hara is kigmar biya. So what about by Kiddushin? Should you say hara is also good? So the Gemara says it's no good because kol ha-boil died to al gmar biya. When Rav Soloveitchik published this essay, originally it was published in Hadoah. So he didn't want to print Tosfos Dibur Maschil kol ha-boil died to al gmar biya. So he published kol v'chulei died to v'chulei. Looks a little funny. But people would wonder, he's saying Hesper Abel, he's talking about biya. Well, how does that fit in? So that's how he wrote. Tosfos Dibur Maschil kol v'chulei died to v'chulei. So there the Tosfos has this kasha, Rabbi Nissen Gaon's kasha. How come in Yevamos the Gemara says Haro kigmar biya for Kiddushin, and here the Gemara says in Kiddushin daf yud Haro is not good. Kol aboy daat al gmar biya. So the Kiddushin is not chal till the gmar biya. So it's astira. So Tosfos gives several answers. So Rabbi Nissen Gaon's answer is that we distinguish between erisin and nisuin. That by erisin kol aboy daat al gmar biya. So the Kiddushin is only chal at the time of the gmar biya. But if they already have erisin and he's doing bia, the shame nisuin, so then the tchilas bia would be good enough. What's the svar lachalik between erisin and nisuin? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that. The Marcheshes has part of this also. So Rav Soloveitchik explained the Rabbi Nissim because kiddushin needs das. So whenever you need das, you can make kiddushin hariyat mekudashes li lachalamad yom. You can postpone the chalos. If you mekadesh bishtar, Lach alamad yom, and the shtar is nikra or nevad, so then it's called sekinyon. It's no good. So let's say a man is mekadesh b'biya, it should be chal lach alamad yom. So it's also going to be called sekinyon. So the pashto says you can't do kiddush b'biya lach alamad yom. You can do kiddush shtar lach alamad yom. She's still holding on to the shtar kiddushin. You can do kiddush kesef afal pishin esach lamos, even though the money was spent. So the Ran says that's considered as if the money is still b'yan, because if the kiddushin is going to fall through, she's going to have to reimburse the chassan the money. He gave her a lollipop for kiddushin that sells for a penny, sells for a nickel. Hariyah Mekudesh is with the lollipop. She eats it up. Afal pi shenesach lamos, literally. She ate it all up. That's not what it means in the Gemara, but it means it was used up. So it's not considered, the Ran says on the Rif, it's not considered kol sekinyanim, because if the kiddushin is going to fall through for some reason or another, then she's going to have to reimburse him the nickel's worth. You're going to have to give him back a lollipop. Give him the nickel for the lollipop. So it's considered as if it's not kol sekinyon. So by a get, you can do lachalamid. Whenever you need das, so just like you can make ala tanai, just like you can appoint a shliach, you're the bailam, so you're bailam to postpone the halos to later. Let's say shchita doesn't need das bailam, so you can't shech the behem and say, should only be mutter tomorrow afternoon. You're only here today, and I can be here tomorrow. So I shech the behem and I say, it should only be mutter b'chila tomorrow, so you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So you can't make a halos lachalamid. Shechita does need kavana. Shechita does need das bailam. So once he shechts, the beim is materas bachila, take it from here. So kiddush biya, kiddushin that needs das, so you can make kiddushin lachalamid also. But if it's literally lachalamid, it'll be called sekinyonai. So if I say hariyah mekudesh is li, the stomach kol aboil daitag mar biya, he probably wants to postpone the halos till the end of the biya when he has more hanoya. So that won't be called sekinyonai. You can't postpone till tomorrow, but you can postpone the kiddush biya till the Gemara Biyah. So we assume that it's a Kiddushin Lach HaLamed, not Lach HaLamed Yom, Lach HaLamed seconds. After a few minutes, he wants the Kiddushin to be Chal at the end. But by Nisuin, Chilas Biyah is Biyah, and you don't need Das. And since you don't need Das for Nisuin, so you can't postpone the Chalos. So you can't do Shechita Lach HaLamed. So you can't do Nisuin Lach HaLamed either. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought was the Pshat in this Rabbi Nissen Cohen, that Nisuin doesn't need Das. So based on that, he raised an issue. Samech raises the issue also on that Hagos Maimini. When Hagos Maimini says that the father did Kiddushin on his daughter Bituktano, and then the father dies and the girl wants to make Nisum, she's a Ktano, so there's no Das. So the Hagos Maimini quotes Bali HaTosfos to say that Nisuin does need Das. As long as it's not Balkocha, you don't need Das. So the Samech raises a question, maybe since you don't need das, maybe there should be no need for Eidus L'kim Adovar by Nisuin. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik Grey, not based on the Gos Maimonides, based on this Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. He interpreted Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon as saying the same as that Dor Samech said pshat in the Gos Maimonides, that Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon means to say that by Nisuin there's no need for das. So you're not really a bailer man l'chaloi, so you can't postpone it. So tchilas bia haroes kigmar bia b'chalat harakula. So the nisuin is going to be, it's not bal korchai. When you say kolabal data gmar bia, so the machesh spells that. What do you mean? It's called kiddushin bal korchai. It's not bal korchai. He wants to be mekadosh deisha. He would prefer. He wants it to be kind of later the sof bia. So by kiddushin we need das bailem, you can postpone l'chalos. It won't be kol sekian bia at the time of the gmar bia. But by nisuin when you don't need das, it can't postpone. So they both raised the issue, the Aras Amech and Aras Lavejian raised the issue on the assumption that you don't need das for the Nisuin, either based on the Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon or based on the Gos Maimonides, maybe there's no need for Eidus L'kim Adavar. What's the link between the two? So the Rab Chaim has in his safe on the Rambam a Chiddush, questionable Chiddush. Maybe Eidus L'kim Adavar is only needed where you need das, so that you have to be mechasik the das to make it a stronger das. You need a das alimto. The das that's needed, Rav Chaim had rayas from the Rambam, from Gemara, that the das that's needed for getting the kiddushin is a higher level of das than is needed for mekach hamemka. So mekach hamemka, if I sell you some merchandise, ben ida ben chon, there's nobody else watching. So the Gemara says it's good. Levi sadi el neshakri. You don't need edus l'kim adav to make the das stronger. But by getting the kiddushin, where it's more significant step in my life, I'm getting married, getting divorced. So there, Rav Chaim had rayas from the Rambam, from the Gemara, that you need a higher level of das. So to elevate the level of das, you have to express the das in public. And public means in the presence of two edim. So you can't deny it later on. You won't be able to deny it. So that's a higher level of das. Rav Chaim suggested that maybe by chalitza, it's a shayla by yibum. Yibum is kind of even bal kochai. Yibum is kind of, he didn't even realize that this was the yivama. As long as he has kavana l'shem bia, as long as he knows that he's doing bia, he didn't want to be kind of the yivama. So yibum is kind of belida. So there's a machlekes rishonim, machlekes from Shulchan Aruch, whether yibum needs eidus l'kim adover or not. So some rishonim say that it's not necessary. You don't need eidus l'kim adover. Rav Chaim is not paskening like that. He's interpreting an Rambam like that. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to pasken like that. So Rav Chaim is suggesting that maybe the Rambam Shita is that you only need Eidus L'kim Adavar by Adavar Shabiyerva, where you need Das and you want to elevate it to a higher level of Das. So if you say like that, then if you say that Nisuin doesn't need Das at all, so you can't elevate it to a higher level. You don't need Das, just need it. Shouldn't be Balkorcha. Should be Mirtzayna. Shouldn't be Balkorcha. So then perhaps there's no need for Eidus L'kim Adavar. The Macheshes points out, he thinks that this is a Machlekes Beferish, the Rambam and the Raivin. Why? Because the Gemara in Ksubis later on talks about a situation, Kitsho al Tanai v'kinsa stam. The fellow gave Kiddushan al Tanai, and then when he does the Nisuin, he doesn't repeat the Tanai. So maybe I should say, Eina namasa b'ilosa b'ilos nulus, and if he does, and if he's married, he's living with the girl, then maybe that's an indication that he was Meichel the Tanai. That he wants to have the Nisuin, he wants to have the Kiddushan even without the rain, whatever the time was, So the Rambam and the Rabbi both understand from that Gemara that if I gave a ring to a girl, I said, "Hare Ema Kodesh Asli," on the condition that it snows on Sunday, and then we talk it over Friday and Shabbos, and we say we love each other so much, even if it doesn't snow. So we both make up, even if it doesn't snow. If already Sunday came and went and it didn't snow, so there's already Bitla Tanai, so you can't reconstitute the Kiddush. But if it didn't, there wasn't as yet, no Bitla Tanai. Sunday didn't come yet. So we make up on Friday or Shabbos, we want to be Mevatol the Tanai. We want the Kiddushin to be Chal, even without the Kima Tanai. So the Rambam and the Raiva both say, the Mishnah quotes the Rashi, both disagrees, and it's a different shot than the Gemara. But the Rambam and the Raiva both understand that there is such a thing as Mechilas HaTanai, that the Kiddushin should be Chal even if the Tanai doesn't happen. So there's a Machlokes, and it's all based on this Gemara, Kitchal Tanai, Bikin Sastam, that we assume Eid on the Mosa Bilos, Bilos Nus, obviously he was Mevatul the Tanai. He wants the Kiddushin to be Chal even if there won't be a Kiyama Tanai. So there's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva, do you have to have Eidus L'Kiyama Dover at the time that you, that the Chasam Kala make this declaration that we want the Kedushin to be Chal, even if the Tanai won't be Mekuyim. So where did the Machlokes come from? So the Rambam says there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adava by Mechilas HaTanai. You only need Eidus L'Kiyum Adava by the Etzem Maisi Kedushin. Mechilas HaTanai is that you don't need to elevate the level of Das to a higher level. Kedushin and Gittin needs Das HaLimti. You need a higher level of Das, but the rise from the Gemara. But Mechilas HaTanai, that's Rab Baruch Ber quotes from Rab Chaim, Kfi Bashi Hir Gilone Rabbein Aloyma, Rab Chaim trained him into saying that Tanai Mil Sachrita. So Loshon HaGemara in the second parak in Ksuvah, Tanai Mil Sachrita. So if a man says, Harei Mekodesh Islay, on the condition that it snows on Sunday, and it doesn't snow, so what's the pshat? There never was Das Kiddushin. If it doesn't snow, there's no Das Kiddushin. Rab Chaim quoted the Gemara. No, that's not true. Tanai is Mil Sachrita. There was Das Kiddushin, whether it snows or it doesn't snow. And the Tanai is a Mil Sachrita. It's an added clause. There's a Das Kiddushin, and then there's a clause, and that's the Chiddush of Parshas B'nei Gadim Ne'ruv, and you can add on a Tanai. But the Das Kiddushin is there. So therefore, the Rambam and the Ravid understood in the Gemara that if we say we're Mevatla Tanai, we're Mechala Tanai, so you're left with the Das Kiddushin. This Mil Sachrita, the fine print, the clause, the added paragraph is removed. Osi Diba Mevatla Diba. So we say we're Mevatla Tanai, and we're left with the Das Kiddushin, so it shall be Mekudeshes. So the Rambam says it's only Fetus Lekim Adova. Why not? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is shows that Rab Chaim is right, that the Rambam's opinion of Eidus L'Kiyum Adava means to elevate the level of Das to a higher level. So the Rambam said that's only when you need Das Kiddushin, but over here it's not. Here it's an Asi Diba Mevatla Diba. The Bitla Tanai Das is Mevatla Tanai, and you're left, so the Misachrit is removed, and then you're left with the Das Kiddushin. Rab Baruch Ber quotes, Rab Chaim told us that the Tshuvas HaRosh said this. I don't know where the Tshuvas HaRosh is. Rav Nezid didn't hear it from Rav Chaim. He writes the exact same thing, and he tells you where the Tshuvas HaRosh is. It's in the Tshuvas HaRosh. You look at the Maftech. It's right there. But they both said the same thing with the Gemara. Tanai Mil Sachrita. That's how it works. Mechilas HaTanai. So the Mil Sachrita is removed, and you're left with the Das Kiddushin. So the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. So we're always the mocker that you can do such a thing. Kitshal Tanai, the Kinsa Stam. So the Rambam learns Kinsa Stam. Who says that there are Edom there? No way the money does Kinsa Stam. And the Ravid says, the Machesh says, the Ravid understood, obviously, there were Edim. When you do Nisuin, just like you need Edis L'Kiyum Adava for Kiddushin, the Ravid holds you need Edis L'Kiyum Adava for Nisuin as well. So the whole mocha that there exists such an institution of Mechilas HaTanai, Rossi Dibam Vatal Viva, you cancel the Mosachrita, then you're left with the Das Kiddushin. Whole mocha is for the Gemara Kinsa Stam. So the Ravid holds, obviously, there are Edim there. So, you only see from the Gemara that there's such a thing, Mechilas HaTanai, if you do it in the presence of Shnei Edim. And the Rambam understood, Nisuin Chup, it doesn't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. So you have no mocker from the Gemara that can need Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. That's what the Machesh suggests, that the Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Mechilas HaTanai needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adava or not, indicates that the Adam Machlok is whether Nisuin needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. Could be. There used to be a rabbi, a big Talmud Chacham in Queens, Rabbi Pekarsky. So he once told me that when he first came to America, he attended a wedding, and Rav Soloveitchik, under the chuppah, was Masad Kedushin. At the end of the chuppah, so he announced who the Eide Yichud are going to be. The Eide Yichud will be, and then they had the Yichud later on. So he didn't know Rabbi Soloveitchik at that time, so he walked up to him, and he says, what are you announcing Eide Yichud was? Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Bia. What he's going to do? Beer there. What do you need Eide Yichud for? He's not Mekadosh B'Beer, he's Mekadosh B'Kesser. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adava for Nisuin. So he says, it doesn't exist anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, often in Shulchan Aruch. He said, it doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't exist. So he left it at that. So he says, the next night he gets a phone call. And he says, Rabbi Soloveitchik was on the phone. He didn't know what his name was. He says, is this Rabbi Petrikovsky? His name is Pekarsky. Is this Rabbi Petrikovsky? He said, yeah, close. So he said, I was up all night last night. I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it in the Shulchan. He said, yeah, of course you didn't find it. It doesn't exist anywhere. So he said, but that's my family tradition, that we always insist on having Eide Yichud. But because you showed me that it doesn't say, so he's going to make a compromise now. He's going to have Eide Yichud, but he's not going to announce it anymore. Until then, he always announced it under the chuppah. The Kanvi Elach is not going to announce it. So that was That was Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out in the footnote to the hesped that he gave in Havavala. He wanted to bring out that his uncle didn't just have erisin with the Torah, he had nisuin, not just marosha, meurasa. The big Talmid Chacham have nisuin. They can know intuitively, like a couple that's married many years. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik said, he already knows what his wife's reaction is going to be on anything that comes up, because he's living with her with so many years, so he already knows it well. During Erisin, you don't really know each other so well. So everybody has Erisin with the Torah, but the big Talmid Chacham have Nisuin, they can pass Kinshailas by intuition. They can feel intuitively what the Torah is going to say.
Isn't it implicit from the Lashon HaRavid, that
he
thinks you don't need Aiden for
Nisuin?
Yeah, the Rambam says there that
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, the Machesh thought that he didn't mean it. He thought the Nisuin always needs Eidus Kimadot, according to the Ravid. So the only source you have that you can do Mechilas Natayim is that Gemara. So you see the Mechilas Natayim is done in the presence of it. You can read it your way too. That is a good point. You can read it your way too. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Gemara in Ksubas has a Machloikas. We have a din. Masla Mashal Kasabat Torah tonight, Botla Maisekai. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishalmi, the typical example would be a boy marries a girl, let's say now in Eretz Yisrael, they have so many young soldiers who are killed before they had a chance to have any children. So they need so many chalitzas. When you finish a chalitza, so there's a tefillah that you wrote some of an echa, Shalom Yavo, Shalom Tavo, no benoist yisrael de chalitza, that no one should lose their husband without having any children. A tragedy. To have a chalitza is a tragedy. So if a man marries a girl and says, "I am a kedushasli ala tanai," that if I should die, b'li bonim, you should be materisli inosin ashuk b'li chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Yerushalmi. So that's the typical example of Masa Mashkas Batara, that tonight bottle of Maisikai. He said, "I am a kedushas," so she's a kedushas. Amanas, he can't make ishus lachatzoi. So she's Mekadeshes, and if he'll die, she will need chalitz. What if it's a dovah shebin mamon? He says, "Rabbi Mekadeshes v'almanah she'en l'chalai she'erik zuz." So that's a machlek zameh Reb Yudah, and we pass on the dovah shebin mamon tonight. Kai. It's only the dovah shebin yisah tonight. Bottle of dovah shebin mamon tonight. Kai. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, "When is he making the tonight? When is she'erik zuz v'yanechal? She'erik zuz v'yan is one of the differences between arusa and nesua. Arusa min atar is materis lebaylo. The pashtis is the whole." Either Arusa the Baila Pashtis is only with the Rabbanan, but he does not have a chiyuv shirk susvian until after Nisuin. So what is he saying? When he does the Nisuin, he says, Hariat Nisuali, Almana Shemachalai. No. Hariat Mukodesh is saying that tonight by the Kedushin. Why is he saying? But by the Kedushin, there is no shirk susvian. Rav Soloveitchik said he can't say that tonight by the Nisuin. According to this Rabbi and Nisim Goyen, that there's no need for das for the Nisuin. So it's like the Gemara says, "Milsa the leisa b'shlichus leisa the tonight." So Gemara later in Ksubis, the Tosfos writes, "What is that? A chok? A gzeres hakosel? Because Bnei Godim Nei Reuven was a milsa deisa b'shlichus. A chok b'li tam. So chok b'li tam. So you should say you can only make a tonight on in yoni karkoes because Bnei Godim Nei Reuven had to do real estate. Can't make a tonight be sell an automobile. How can it be?" So Tosfos says, "It's not a chok. It's a milsa de mistavra. If you're a bailim to the extent that you can appoint a shliach, so then you're a bialim to the extent you have a right to make a tanai. But if you're not a bialim to the extent that you can make a shliach, then you're not a bialim to make a tanai either. It's all tali zebizeh." That's the famous Tosfos in Nozir is bothered with Akasha. The Mishnah is talking about a man is makabel that the Nazir said, "If my wife has a baby boy, I already knows it. And if not, not." So Tosfos assumes that you cannot appoint a shliach to be makabel a ned and Nazirus for you, because you need levate bisfasai. Has to be pronounced with my lips. So if I ask the shliach to say the ned and naziris, I should become a nazir. It's not chal. So Tosfos says it's the chamilsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. How can you make a tanai on kabbalas ned and naziris? It's leisa b'shlichus. So Tosfos gives an answer. Rabbi Gevega talks about it. All discussion. So this famous Rab Chaim, Rab Velbel Soloveitchik quotes the Rab Chaim said the teretz, and his chavrusa the Ragat Shava said the same teretz. They both write the same teretz. Milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tayin is not a chok. It's a Tosfos said on daf ein dalet. It goes by the svara. If you're not a bailam to make a shliach, then you're not a bailam to make a tanai. By neder naziris, I am a bailam. I have a right to decide whether I want to become a nazir or not. The halacha says you need levatei b'svasayim. If gama b'libo tzarach lehotzi b'svas, but just have in mind, so it's not chal. You have to say it. So if I'm going to have the shliach say, that's a technicality that it's no good. But that's not called milsa de leisa b'shlichus. So therefore, it should be Yisa B'tanai. That's what they both suggest at the end of Tosfos Kash. That's why you can't make it tonight. The Gemara says that by Chalitza, it's a Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai. So the Marsham at one time came up with a psak. He was under pressure. He came up with a wild psak. And there was a rabbi in New York who came up with the same psak. That you can't make a shliach by chalitza is only the yovam can make a shliach, because the chalitza has to be done with his right foot. So if he's going to point the shliach, the right foot of the shliach is not superior to the left foot of the yovam. It's not the right foot. It's not the correct foot. It's the wrong foot. That's why. So it's like a mitzvah shebegufa. I'll appoint you a shliach to lay tefillin on your arm. So you're putting it on the wrong arm. I can't put tefillin on this arm. How can I be yotze tefillin on your arm? It has to be on this arm. Any arm other than that is the wrong. Mitzvah should be good for you can. So they had this wild idea that it's only chalitza is leisa b'shlich is only mitzad the yavam. He can't make a shlich, but the yavam can't make a shlich. There's no halacha. There's a taisus in chulin daf chaf where taisus says chol to b'smol chalitza subsuva if she does the chalitza with her left hand. So the meaning is, when you do chalitza, you tell Yavam to put your left hand behind your back and do the chalitza, take off, it's a double knot, it's very hard, take off the double knot with one hand, with the right hand. So we're machmeh for that taisis. But the pasha pshat in the Mishnah, chalitza b'smol chalitza subsula means, if she took the shoe off of his left foot, it doesn't mean if she took the shoe off using her left hand. It doesn't matter, her left hand, her right hand, it says, gedemus chalitza b'shineo, she can do the chalitza with her teeth. If she doesn't have any arm, she does with her teeth. The taisis has a difficulty. If she can't do chalitza with the left hand, how can she do it with the teeth? So Taisus stands on the head that is good. But all the poskim say it's only a chumra mi'ikra din. We don't really accept that Taisus. We're machma like that. So these Talmid HaChachamim said, since the Yavama doesn't have to use any specific part of her body, she just has to do the ma'isa chalitza. She is able to appoint a shliach. So if they live in two different countries, and it's impossible for the Yavam, let's say when under Russia, under the communists, so you couldn't go in Yotze Ve'Nichl, you couldn't go, they wouldn't let anybody in. So the Yavam cannot appoint a shliach over there to represent him, but Yavam can appoint a shliach to represent her. So Rabbi Chaim Eiser hit the ceiling about this rabbi in London and a rabbi in America, and he said he's Zalkan Mamri and Ben Sora Mora and Afi Kervis and this and that. They threw the book at them. So that at one time the Marsham Paskin like that. So one of the contemporaries gave him over the head, and he sent him a letter, and he finally admitted that he made a mistake, that the psak was wrong. He was under pressure to come up with some kula, and said like that. So the Gedolim explained at that time, the Gemara says he can't make a tanai in chalitza. Why? Because milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. If the whole reason why it's leisa b'shlichus is because you need the right foot, and the right foot of the yavam is not the correct foot, so that's a technicality. That's like about the b'sasayim. That's not called milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. It's leisa b'shlichus because you don't need das bailem of the yavam or the yavama. The halacha says when you perform this mitzvah or you perform this act of chalitza, the halacha says she becomes a materis lashuv. It's not like kinyanim and mekach hamemka that you're the bailem, or you're the bailem on the neder to decide whether you want to be bound by the neder naziris. You are a bailem on that. So that's called milsa de isa b'shlichus. It should be isa b'tanai. The fact that chalitza is called milsa de isa b'shlichus can't be because of the technicality that the physically the yavam can't appoint the shlich, because he's not a bailam to appoint the shlich. So that's why by nisuin you have this issue that we raised. The Gemara had a machlokes on Erev Yudif. He says, "Hari amukudash islam anoch she'enoch alai shek sisvir." So when did he make the tanai? Every sin there is no shek sisvir. So he made the tanai when he made the nisuin. So Rasul Eichik thought nisuin doesn't need das according to this. If you're not, you don't need das. can be bal kocha, but you don't need das. You're not a balabas, not to make a shlich, not to make a tanai. So it must be he made the tanai when he made the kiddushin. Why? Because when you make a kiddushin, normally ein ishes lachatzoyin. The normally kiddushin leads up to a, if and when you'll do a hachnasa levshus, it'll become she'll become an eshes beveis habal. She'll become an esuah. So he says ariyah mukadash esli. Like ariyah mukadash islam on us. If I'll die, believe on him, you shouldn't need chalitz. So that's a dovish of the Yisra. So there tonight bought Lamaisa Kaim. Here it's a dovish of the moment, but it's not immediate, and not for right now. Ariyam Kodesh is Li, that if and when I'll do the Nisuin, and Torah should have imposed upon me the Chiyav to give Sheikh Sis V'yayna, it shouldn't happen later, if that, but it's not happening right now. So the Rav said, it has to be that he makes the tonight Ariyam Kodesh is during Kiddushin, because that needs Das. The Nisuin doesn't need Das. There was our Soloveitchik Stein against this Dogam Levrova in the end of Yeredeya. In Hilchas Adelus, so they talk about this Mordechai in the first parak in Ksuvas, and Mordechai says that the Badekin is a Maisa Nisuin. The Badekin is Achnasa L'Shusim. For us, the Kanafech Alam Maseches is a symbolic act of Achnasa L'Shusim. So the Dogem Revolver writes that there are different minhagim in Volin and in Poland and different parts of Europe. In some places the Chosin did the Badek, other places the Rabbanim did the Badek. So he writes, if the Rabbanim do the Badekin, if the Chosin goes with the Rabbanim, or he doesn't go, but he asks the Rabbanim, please do the Badekin on my behalf, then the Rabbanim serve as the Shliach of the Chosin, and Shluch HaShalodim Kemoisai, so that's why it's considered as if the Chosin did the Badekin, so it's shach to say the Badekin is a Mais and Isun. But if the Chosin never asked the Rabbanim to do the Badekin, they do on their own, well, the Kala's family did the Badekin. The Chosin didn't go, and the Rabbanim didn't go. The Kala's family did the Badekin. So how can you say that that's she made her father a shliach to do the nisuin for her? So the Dogma Baba says there it's not shach. No one would say that there the badekin constitutes a nisuin. The Soloveitchik thought that that was very difficult. What do you mean you make a shliach to do nisuin? He was so convinced that the nisuin does need das, but this Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon does need das, and you can't make a tanai. Hariat mukodeshes liamanach shemach alai shekzus v'yana. The Gemara didn't say hariat nisuas liamanos. Because he can't make a tanai ben isuin, so he thought that you can't make a shliach either. So milsa de leisa b'shliach is leisa b'tanai. Whenever you don't need das bailim, so you can't talk about shlichas, you can't talk about tanai. This is what he thought. The Gemara in the first daf in Ksubas quotes the Mishnah from later, from daf Nun Ches, where the Mishnah has the Machloikas, the Mishnah Rishayna, and the Mishnah Achrayna. And the earlier generations, they said that he giyaz man v'loy nisu, ochlis mishalav, ochlis v'trume. And Bezin shal Achrayim amru, the Mishnah Achrayna, they reversed, the later generations, they reversed the psak, that she's not allowed to eat trume even after hagoas hazman. So what was the svara of the Mishnah Rishayna? Why did the Mishnah Rishayna think that she's allowed to eat trume after hagoas hazman? So the Gemara has different interpretations. So you look in the Dorim, and Adafayin Gimel and Beis, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah. If the girl is a Naira Hamarasa, so the din is a V'yabalim Firm Nidareha. Once you have Nisuin, so the Baal alone is Meifin in the Dorim, he doesn't need the Shutfus of the Yav. And if the girl is ready Bogeris, and she's a Bogeris Arusa, so the husband can't be Meifin on his own, and the father is, she's already a Yisame B'chayaviyah. She's not Bishus Aviyah, so there's no Hafaris Nadorim. If she's a Bagheris Arus, you have to have Davkin Nisun. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanayim. What if the girl is not Arusa, but it's a Giyaz Man V'loy Nisun? So the Gemara says the Machlekes HaTanayim, whether the husband can be made from the Nadorim, is identical with the Machlekes Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrayna. Mishnah Rishon holds that Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisun. That's why Yochelis Mishlova, Yochelis Bedrum, she's already in a Suah. So Mela the husband can be made from the Nidorim. If Bezin Shalachrem Amru disagree, the Hagos Hazman is not considered Nisun. Doesn't constitute Nisun. So therefore the husband cannot be made from the Nidorim. Then the Gemara says later, and it's a tiny little Amud, and Gimlan Beis, a small 20-line Amud. So then the Gemara says, not necessarily so, it's not totally Zebizet, but the original Amor and the Gemara thought that that is the Nikudas HaMachlokes, that the Mishnah Rishonim is of the opinion Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisun. How in the world does that constitute Nisun? So I thought maybe the Mashal of Rabbi Alpert that you have shaloya b'shusa is the full ownership. So an eshesish shalo b'beis habal is an incomplete ishus. Eshesish b'beis habal is a complete ishus. So to create erison you need a kinyan, and then nisuin you don't need a kinyan, just need an act of hachnasa l'b'shusa. So let's say, in order that something should be considered ena b'shusa, in order that something should be considered yes b'shusa, so I have to have my car parked in my garage that belongs to me, in my backyard of my garage. To have the car parked on the street is also shaliyah b'shusi. The Ritva in Bav Metzia writes a few times that even if I lost something, it's a daba ha'avud, it's also called b'shusi. Only if it's a daba ganuf, if it's stolen, it's called ena b'shusi. You have to have a hafkor to make it ois b'shusa. Anything that shali is automatically b'shusa. So I thought maybe that's what they held over here. The chosin makes erison, so she's an eshesish. So if he tells the girl, I'm not ready to support you yet. I'm not ready to, you should move in with me. I got to go get a job. I have to rent an apartment. I have to buy a house or whatever. So he doesn't want that should be b'shusa. So he causes that it shouldn't be b'shusa. But then they make up. He's going to have the nisuin by Rosh Chodesh Ador. They're going to get married. Then he gives Mabalai nisu. So the Tanakh, so the Mishnah Rishonim is of the opinion. Aguaz Hazman is automatically nisuin. Anything that shaloi is automatically b'shusay. Every eshesish should automatically be considered an eshesish b'beis habal. Maybe the Mishnah Rishonim held you only really need a hachnasa l'shusay. If we didn't make up that by then we're going to be, if we were kaveh Hazman, and say, Giazman, so that's already automatically she becomes the beis habal. If we never made up as man, so then you need an act of hachnasa l'shus. Maybe that was the first opinion in the Gemara in the Dorim over there.
So if you don't make up anything, you just do erison and you don't make up anything, you shouldn't have to do
nisuin. No, but it's understood she's still living by her parents and I'm not yet ready to live with her. So they both made up that they don't want she should be considered b'shusa. How do you see it's not automatic? No, let's say they do erison and they plan to move in together. So that's it. So she is b'shusa. Maybe that's called hagos hazman. Do erison and they don't want to wait. That's it. They're going to move in together. So maybe just giving the ring. Maybe that's already called hachnasa b'shusa. Who says you need any of those things? Who says you need the badekin, or you need the chuppah, or you need the yichud room, or you need going home? That should be like, if you hold hagos hazman is nisuin, so those rishonim, those amarim, those tanam and amarim hold, when you give the girl a ring and we plan to move in together, giving the ring is already hagos hazman. So that's it. We don't paskin like that, we paskin like the Mishnah Achreina. So the Gemara and the Dorim understood, and the Mishnah Achreina disagrees, holds no, you need an act of hachnasa l'shusa. Then the later amarim say the whole pshat is not correct. That's not what the Mishnah Rishonim meant in the first place. Never meant to say that Hagos Hazman constitutes the Nisun. Cheerful topics. Learn up the Masechta well. Everything is every line in the Gemara is Nagel Halach. Gotta learn it well.
What does Bishusi mean then? It doesn't mean